This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. This morning, family members of those killed in the 9/11 attacks hear the names of the dead read out in Manhattan. The memorial ceremony is being held in a park adjacent to Ground Zero. The site itself is a mess, construction equipment and cranes. 7 years after the attacks, the lack of visible progress on the site seems to frustrate many who visit it. NPR's Robert Smith reports.
Pete Watt traveled all the way from Manchester, England, to get a good look at Ground Zero. And here's what he sees: a giant fence, green construction netting, and a sign that says sidewalk closed.
It's a massive empty space in the middle of a load of skyscrapers. It just feels hollow. I would have thought there'd be something more here by now, because, you know, there's all these plans to rebuild on it, and looking around, there's still nothing here.
Like many tourists, you're searching for a place to take a picture, but there's nothing to take a picture of.
No. It's just really surreal.
You hear that a lot down at Ground Zero. People strain their necks to try and see over the fences. They creep around the site to try and get a better view into the pit. Harry John Rowland comes down here every day as a freelance tour guide. He points out where all the future buildings and the memorial and the museum will stand.
It makes me sad to have people not knowing.
Now, the tourists who are going to come here today on September 11th will look at this and will say, it looks like there's been no progress. It's just a big hole in the ground.
Exactly, because they don't know what they're looking at. They need to understand that what they're looking at is work under progress for a reason.
As Roland likes to point out, this site has to accommodate 4 skyscrapers, a train station, and an underground museum. The foundation work has been tricky, and most of the progress has been subterranean. But still, the engineering challenge has been nothing compared to the bureaucratic hurdles. There's been infighting between different agencies responsible for the site, cost overruns, and delays. Down the street from Ground Zero, family members of those killed in the attacks met yesterday to talk about what progress has been made. The Voices of September 11th event included detailed presentations on the memorial and the museum planned for the site. Dick Caproni, whose son Richard died at the World Trade Center, said the plans are impressive, but he worried that he might not be around to see it.
We're not getting any younger, and we're concerned about that. We hope that they can get through all the red tape and put their political differences aside and set a priority to get that done. It's important.
The planners of the September 11th memorial seem eager to show at least some progress before the 7th anniversary, so they installed the first beams for the memorial in a ceremony last week. And today in Lower Manhattan, they're inviting the public to sign more of these giant steel beams before they go into the ground. I met Devon Hurdle from Queens, who had just finished scrawling on it with a Sharpie pen.
I said, love to everyone who's been through this tragic day, and we will get through this together. And I put love and then my first name, dot my last name. I wasn't here on that day, but I'll tell you one thing. I really do feel for all those people who lost somebody and everybody who lost a friend or relative.
The plan is for the memorial to be finished by the 10th anniversary of the attacks in 2011. New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg said yesterday that that deadline needs to be absolute. No more excuses, no more delays. Robert Smith, NPR News, New York.